heart has been blessed by this message by way of music tonight. Praise the Lord for our choir, for the work that they put in to that tonight. What wonderful reminders to us by way of music. Tonight, in the few minutes that we have remaining together, I want to draw your attention, please, to one passage of Scripture in the book of Galatians. Would you turn with me, please, to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4 this evening. I will not be long, but I do want to make a few observations with you from this passage of Scripture tonight. Galatians chapter 4. I want you to follow along as I begin reading in verse 4. We're going to read down to verse 7, then we'll pause and have a word of prayer. Galatians 4, verse 4 says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Let's pray together, please. Father, we thank you tonight for the message that we have heard by way of song. We thank you for our choir. We thank you for the songs that were sung. We give you thanks for the scripture that was read, which reminds us of the wonderful story of Christmas, which is centered and focused on Jesus Christ. Father, in these few minutes that we have together, I pray that we would see together tonight the wonder of His coming, the fact that He came to this earth and gave His life for us. We thank you, Lord, that we are the beneficiaries of your great and wonderful love, a love that sent your Son, a love which took Him to Calvary's cross, a love which gave His life for us. Father, tonight we must recognize that we love you because you first loved us. So, Father, we ask and pray your blessing as we consider a few thoughts tonight from this passage of Scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight's message is simply entitled, "The Wonder of His Coming." What a blessed truth we find in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law." As we consider tonight the wonder of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want you to see with me briefly just three thoughts from this passage tonight. First of all, I want you to understand with me that His coming was marvelous. His coming was marvelous. Consider with me again the words that we read. "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son." How marvelous are those words, that God sent forth His Son. We're reminded in that few short words that the Lord shared with us here in Galatians 4, that the Lord Jesus Christ was sent to this earth. And by sending Him to the earth, God proclaimed loudly to all of us who would hear His love for us. Because John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." His coming is marvelous. We should wonder at the marvel of His love. But you know, I'm also reminded that we're told that when the fullness of time was come, then God sent forth His Son. God's ways are always perfect. God is never early, and He is never late. He is always on time. He does all things well. God sent forth His Son into the world at the appointed time. And as He did so, we read even tonight of the fact that God appointed that time and directed the affairs of the world perfectly so that every prophecy of Jesus Christ was fulfilled. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. How marvelous His coming! How marvelous His love! How marvelous His wisdom! Yet I'm reminded just how marvelous a gift Because the Bible says God sent forth His Son. When you and I consider Christmas, we're reminded of the greatest gift ever given to mankind. God sent His Son, that His Son might redeem us who were under the law. You know, I'm sure God could have redeemed man in any way He saw fit, for He's God. But God chose redemption through the path of that which is dearest and most precious to Him, Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1 reminds us that He is the dear Son of God. John 3:16, God sent His beloved Son. This one whom He greatly loved. We're reminded just how marvelous a gift. But you know, as I look at the passage before us tonight, I'm not only struck by the wonder of His coming being marvelous, but I'm also reminded that His coming was miraculous. The prophet Isaiah foretold that Messiah would be born of a virgin. So when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. We were told that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son, that we would call His name Emmanuel, that His name should be known as Jesus, for He would save His people from their sin. By this miraculous birth, we are ensured that He who was born would be truly God and truly man. Folks, that is so important that He is both God and man. For as man, He is able to meet the needs of mankind. He is able to meet the needs of salvation. But as God, He was able to meet the demands of God. He was able to be that spotless, sinless sacrifice. A lamb without spot or blemish, that the greatest need of mankind might be met, that we'd be saved from our sin. The New Testament tells us the name of the virgin. We know it to be Mary. And I'm reminded of His birth and that it is a miraculous birth. So as we consider the coming of the Lord, we are to marvel that He who is God came to the earth. And we ought to remember the miracle of that birth. God dwelt with us. Because He loved us. The wonder of His coming. If you and I take away the miracle of the birth, we take away the deity of Christ, and then you and I are back in the pits of despair. For without Him being the very Son of God, there is no hope for you, for me. So as we consider the wonder of His coming, we're reminded that it's a marvelous coming, it's a miraculous coming. But I want you to see finally with me tonight, it's a merciful coming. Notice again what it says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Jesus Christ came, and God the Father sent Him that we might be redeemed. Under the law, man learned that he was sinful. Under the law, man learned that he was cursed. Under the law, man learned that he is incapable of doing anything to save himself. Under the law, man learned that the only way to be saved would be through one that could redeem him. You and I were truly under the law. We were hopeless and in great need. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son to redeem us who were under the law. In Christ, you and I are now redeemed. In Christ, we have been given hope and we have eternal life. In Christ, we are freed from the curse of sin and the punishment of sin. In Christ, we find the One who is capable of redeeming us and meeting our every need. So folks, when you and I consider the coming of Jesus Christ, it is truly our merciful coming. For in His great mercy, He loved us. And because of that mercy, He was able to extend to us His grace. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, in His great love wherein He hath loved us." And then we're reminded as we go down to verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's not of your works, lest any man should boast." You and I were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold. We were redeemed by the precious blood. It is not of works of righteousness which we could do. It's by His mercy He saved us, by the washing, the regeneration of His Word. Folks, Christmas ought to be a time that we marvel of a miraculous birth that brought to us the mercy of God. Oh, the wonder of His coming. Tonight we have heard song that reminds us and scripture that reminds us of the coming of Jesus Christ, the King of glory. I hope that you and I tonight could but stop for a moment to pause in our own thinking and to marvel at His miraculous birth, which in mercy provided for me salvation that freed me from sin and freed me from hell. And folks, as you wonder at such a gift, can I remind you that this Christmas you have that same gift to offer to all mankind? Because there's a world lost that does not know that God so loved them. To us it's so simple. It's so commonplace. God so loved the world. We could probably say it forwards, backwards, and in another language or in another version or whatever else it might be. But don't forget the wonder that He came. That in the fullness of time, God sent His Son to redeem us that were under the law, that we might be made the sons of God. And as sons, we are no longer servants, but now have the wonderful privilege to come before the throne of grace at any time, to enjoy all the rights of sonship, and to enjoy the blessing of our inheritance. And Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. What a joy and a blessing that Jesus came. Tonight, let us wonder, marvel at His coming. Let's pray together, please.